Hi, everyone, and welcome to the PYA Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm really pleased to introduce Sandra Jordan. She is the yacht purser. How are you, Sandra?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Rhea.
No, thank you for joining us. Now, the reason we have you here is we are doing the Crew Spotlight for the PYA, and this is all about you and how you got into yachting and what you feel the yachting industry has done for you and for your life. So tell us your story.
All right. Well, I am one of the yachties who landed my bum in the butter back in 2006 when the yachting industry was really, really small and it wasn't all over social media. And so there was a much higher demand for crew than there were jobs. So because I had friends who had completed the SCCW and done a season in France, and then they'd come back and told us all about this yachting industry. I went to do my CW and luckily had somebody who needed a stewardess. They were based in MB92 in Barcelona, and they were looking for a stew on the yacht. It was a 55 meter. And I just happened to know that chief stew's younger brother. We went to university together, and another friend of mine had also met them during their yachting journeys the year before. So they put us in touch. I applied for the job. We did a Skype interview back then because there wasn't Zooms. So we did a Skype interview and I was hired. So without ever having stepped on a yacht, I was flown from Johannesburg, where I was living at the time, to Barcelona and commenced my yachting career. So it was, yeah, very, very exciting. And I was fortunate enough to find a really, really great boat with a great captain and crew. And I think I've sort of never really looked back. I've done quite a few things between that. I've gone back to university to study again, and I've worked as an editor in a magazine. But I think I worked on yachts for over 10 years throughout my career.
Well, when you were sort of first growing up in your formative years, what was the career goals that you had? I assume that it wasn't that you wanted to be a yachtie as a career goal.
No. So for me, my dad is a pilot. He was a pilot. So he worked for South African Airways. And I went to university. So after school, I went to university. I studied what's called a business science. So it's a 4-year honors degree. I specialized, first of all, in chartered accounting for the first 2 years and actually switched to the law stream to finish off. So kind of covered a larger range of a large series of subjects, including like stats and economics and finance, accounting, law, human resources, strategy, all of those kind of things. Really, really large amount of subjects. But I actually, after that, applied to the South African Airways cadet pilot program. And what it was they took 12 people a year through the training that is needed in order to work for a big commercial airline. And they essentially paid for your training. So obviously being a woman, that was one of the things they were looking for women. They were also looking for non-Caucasian people to go through their training as well, to try and have a more diverse and inclusive airline industry. And I actually made it all the way through. So from thousands of applicants, I made it all the way through to the final 24. So there was 24 of us left and they were going to choose 12. And that's when I got the call about the yacht job and left. So I think for me, probably the biggest thing is that I always had this really big desire to travel the world. I'd been lucky enough to have gone to many, many countries before that, just as the daughter of an airline pilot. So but I wasn't quite sure. I studied something at university that I wasn't 100% interested in, so it's tough. I think for me, the yachting industry really fulfilled that need for travel. And I think that working in luxury hospitality, it's very rewarding as well. So it's just that you get a lot of sense of pride in what you're doing. So just the work that you do, you know that you're at the top of your game in terms of the service that you're providing. And you get to interact with people you couldn't get access to in just a regular normal job. It's these very, very ultra high net worth individuals, celebrities, royalty. So from that point of view, it's just really, really super exciting. And so the skill set that you develop, yes, you can train for things in hospitality and service, but I think that understanding etiquette and protocol and just seeing this different world, it also gives you something to aspire to and just, yeah, like a different perspective on life as well.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, there are two different paths once you get into yachting. One is eventually that you want to go shore-based, and the other is that you want to continue on in yachting and retire after having achieved, you know, whether it be captain or engineer or chief steward, whatever it is that you sort of want to achieve in yachting. How did that set you up? Because you obviously decided that you wanted to go shore-based. How did yachting help you set you up for that?
Right. Well, I don't think it was something that I necessarily chose. It was more, yeah, you know, for me, I fell pregnant, and as most women do in yachting, that is the end of their career. So, you know, it wasn't something that I had thought about the concept for the yacht purser before that. I'd registered the domain name. I'd identified the fact that when I moved into a purser role, I felt really unsupported, and I felt like there was not a lot of information out there on the purser role, and there weren't good mentors and just not a lot of support. So for me, I had actually wanted to go into a management company. I'd briefly worked for Wyco in 2007, and they managed my first fleet of yachts. So, you know, I had a really good relationship with them, and I really enjoyed that. So I think that was always my aim, to go into the yacht management side of things, but also really difficult to do if you want to live in South Africa. So I am based in South Africa, in Cape Town now. And I think that for me, the biggest thing working on board, and also coming from the background that I did with, you know, the extensive university education that I had, I also studied the super yacht management diploma. I have another tourism diploma, studied project management at a master's level. So I think all of that combined just put me in a really, really good position to create the course that I did for yacht purses, which is now accredited through the guest program with IAMI. And it's something that I'm really passionate in, because knowledge and information is always something that is going to help you to feel more confident in your role and feel more supported, and also just, you know, give you a better foundation for the work that you're doing. You know, I think that, yeah, you can't ever go wrong by learning new things. Yeah, and it's just,
for those people that are looking at getting into yachting at this stage, or considering the option of making it a career choice, what type of advice would you give?
I think for new crew getting into the industry, the biggest gap that I see for them is that, you know, they think that working on a yacht is just maybe cleaning a hull or setting a table, or, you know, they don't really understand the very complicated nature of a luxury hospitality industry. So at the end of the day, being professional is just really, really important, and understanding how to conduct yourself, and the fact that, you know, it is grueling hours. It's really grueling hours, and you're working in very small spaces and environments. So, you know, you do have to learn to be quite flexible, and also to have a really good, you know, you put in very testing and trying circumstances sometimes, and very stressful circumstances. So being able to build that resilience and also not take things personally, I think, is very, very important. You know, upskill as much as you can. You know, there's just a large number of training schools who specialize in training new crew and providing them that gap between coming from shoreside to working on a yacht. So again, you know, don't expect that you'll just be provided with this training on board. Yes, there's always going to be an element of training you for that specific yacht. But, you know, if you come into the industry without knowing how all the different departments are, you know, how they're related and what they do, and, you know, some of the things that you can do to create these next level guest experiences, is always just going to be so valuable. So I think that, yeah, just getting a good understanding of the yachting industry is always a good idea.
And what is the most positive aspect about yachting that you would encourage people to look forward to?
For me, yachties are people who get things done. They get things done. They will find a way. They are just very, very good problem solvers. I see yachties, when they leave the yachting industry, just being very ready, if they're moving into a shore-based role, so moving ashore, you know, because they're used to working under such great deals of stress, they can be put in stressful situations and be more resilient than their land-based counterparts who've never worked at sea. So I think it's also traveling gives you a very good and unique perspective on different cultures and tolerating different cultures. And so, you know, being able to just have a better perspective on humanity. And, you know, I see even now living back in South Africa, you can see the people who've traveled and the people who haven't. You can see the people who even have worked in yachting and who haven't. You know, I would hire a yachty over a normal, regular land-based professional any day, because I know that, yeah, they've just got a different mentality about completing work and yeah, just getting things done.
Well, you know what, Sandra, we really appreciate your time. We know that you're an extremely busy lady because you have built yourself up a very successful business after having left, well, the seaside of yachting. Once again, we thank you for your time. We thank you for your time.
No, it's all good. For me, you know, I love to see new crew coming into the industry, and I love to see just how each person has a different experience in yachting. And, it, you know, sometimes it's not all good, but at the end of the day, I find that also being able to look at things in a positive way sometimes and being grateful for what you have rather than resentful of what you think you deserve can often be the difference between enjoying a job and a position and not. So I'm not saying that if you're in a really bad situation and there's legally issues with that you shouldn't complain. Absolutely, you should. But, you know, I think sometimes the things that we think are maybe just, you know, oh, I don't like this person on board or that one, blah, blah, blah. You know, everything can be solved also with communication. And I think that that's just really, really important, is just to have a very good open line of communication. If you are going through some things personally, we all are human beings. We all go through things. And, you know, being clear that maybe you need a bit of additional help or support, it sometimes goes a long way to just understanding everyone on board.
Thank you very much for your words of wisdom. Once again, you've been watching another episode of PYA Crew Spotlight. This has been Sandra Jordan, the yacht purser. We'll provide all of her information below, as well as the PYA. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.